Years ago, Jim Hagen was a tourist in Germany on the 4th of July. He remembers stopping to watch TV. CNN International was showing fireworks exploding in color over Mount Rushmore.
The reaction of the Germans in that room was absolutely incredible. None of them had been to Mount Rushmore, but seeing the memorial was such an inspiration to them. And as a South Dakotan then, I was able to talk about the state and encouraging them to visit. So from tourism's perspective, it is really a wonderful opportunity reaching, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people.
The fireworks displays at Mount Rushmore ended after 2009 because they were sparking wildfires and because chemicals in the fireworks were polluting streams near the memorial. But Hagen says people in the tourism industry miss the publicity that the fireworks provided.
It's something that has just been always sort of bubbling under the surface. People have been talking about it in the tourism industry, for quite a number of years since the fireworks left.
Hagen is the state's Secretary of Tourism. At his urging, former Governor Dennis Dugard and current Governor Kristi Noem both contacted President Donald Trump about restarting the fireworks. That resulted in an agreement this past May between federal and state officials to work toward bringing fireworks back to the memorial this summer. Hagen says a group of state and federal officials is working to lessen the risk of wildfires and pollution from the fireworks. If all goes according to plan, state government will hire a vendor to do the fireworks show and will also pay for a satellite television truck to beam video of the fireworks around the world. Hagen says he doesn't know what the fireworks show will cost. He expects the satellite truck to cost up to $10,000, and he hopes to find sponsors to defray the expenses. And Hagen wants people to know, the fireworks show is actually planned for the 3rd of July, not the 4th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.